Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino fires to first and picks off Davalillo. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas juggles the ball. That's an error on Pappas. Romano scores. Martinez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Luplau reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. Whitfield moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Romano moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Hall now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Held bunts towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Romano scores. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-2 in the game. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Powell reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-2 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Hall. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, Orioles, 4. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Boog Powell. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to second. Jack Curtis now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gentile moves to third. Savarin moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Gentile scores. Savarin moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Barry Latman now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for West Stock. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to home to get Savarin. Robinson moves to third. Adair moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson scores. Adair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 4 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. Johnson scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 8-4, Orioles. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savarin. Burton reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Luplow strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burton scores. It's 8-5, Orioles. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Stu Miller now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.